This is the technical difficulties. We're playing reverse trivia. In front of me, I've got a stack of question cards. I'm going to read out the answer. All these three have to do is guess the question. Chris Joel. Gary Brannan.
Nobody said frigate.
And Matt Gray.
Introduction. Collins Dictionary. Countable noun. The introduction to a book or talk is the part that comes at the beginning and tells you what the rest of the book or talk is about. That's a terrible definition.
I don't know. I think we nailed it.
The first answer on my card is sunflower seeds. What is the question?
What are parrots like?
Swearing.
Well, that's true, actually, isn't it?
Rum. Partners.
Are you confusing parrots and pirates there? Because it's a common mistake.
Oh, yeah.
No, a pirate's parrot will surely like rum.
Well, what about a parrot's pirate? What do they like?
Well, does the parrot own the pirate or the pirate own the pirate?
I can't follow up that because I don't think I'll get around the tongue twister.
No, I'm surprised I did as well.
Is it to do with pollination? Because a sunflower will seed the entire area.
I was going to say, what is all sunflowers grown from?
Also, can we just go back to how rude Matt made pollination sound there?
Right?
Yeah, but it is. Yeah. It's plants. You know.
Yes, but in a very genteel way. It's like sending a Victorian love note, isn't it?
I have sent you this dove with my note. It is covered in my seed.
Dove or the note?
Yeah. Exactly.
No, it's like if you had a love note that was kind of air compressed and you opened it and just went and inseminated you.
Undo wax seal and rub vigorously.
And that is why I was sacked from the Archbishop's Chancery.
Sacked.
It's highbrow.
You said highbrow. This is an art and literature question.
Is it where the oil from oil paints comes from?
No.
Ai Weiwei made an artwork out of sunflower seeds.
Yes, he did. Tell me more.
Is that like the rice one?
Yeah, but something different. He wrote on them.
He didn't write on them.
Carved them?
100 million porcelain seeds were made for an exhibit where?
Oh, it's going to be the Tate.
It's which one?
Modern.
Tate Modern, yes. Yeah. Fill the turbine hall with 100 million... Well, not filled.
Oh, did I say filled? Yeah. No, that'd be amazing.
Covered
the turbine hall in 100 million porcelain seeds. It was originally intended that visitors could walk on them. What happened?
Hard porcelain seeds, yeah. Slippy floor, someone's going to break their neck.
Slopey floor?
Is it? Confess, I've never actually been.
Well, I mean, my assumption is they sort of shoveled them in and it sort of created a new level.
Well, it'd be like a trap out of Home Alone, wouldn't it? You know, you'd just be like, as you tried to stand on them.
I'm sorry, you'd be like, what?
Slightly different variation for that one. I hope you enjoyed it.
It was a health and safety problem. Wasn't that?
Smashy?
Yes.
The dust.
Yes. It caused an enormous amount of porcelain dust in the air, which is not great to breathe in. So
that's like one of those artworks that looks like a mistake. Sorry, I do actually work in the arts these days. It's one of those that does look a little bit like a mistake, doesn't it?
Yes.
You know about the... Oh, I'm going to call... I hate the word. Like trolling art troupe mischief.
Ooh, mischief, yes.
They're the same ones that did the Warhol thing and bought one, shuffled it up to make it worthless with a load of copies. They got a piece of art in the Met Museum in New York by which they went in one by one, replaced all of the pieces of one of the sinks in the bathrooms there with stuff, their own parts that they'd carved their own name into, and one by one stole the sink. So they now have an art piece, which is the sink from the Met that they exhibit places.
The sink of Theseus.
That is exactly what they have called it.
Hey. Yes, in 2010, Ai Weiwei exhibited millions of handmade porcelain sunflower seeds at the Tate Modern Museum in London.
Onto the table. That was incredible.
Sure.
Next answer on my card, okapi.
Oh,
okapi. What is the question?
Little animal-y thing.
Ooh.
Little jungle-dwelling something.
Or is it the little thing that's not a... No, I'm thinking of... I'm actually... This is funny. I'm thinking of a dick.
Yeah, little snufty thing.
You're right in Animal Kingdom. I think if you tried to pick one up like that, you'd have a bit of a problem.
Okapi. Fish.
Yeah, is it a name for an animal that we know by a different name?
It's not, but you know there are names where it's sort of a adjective blank.
Peacock.
Wee Willie, thank you.
Oh yeah, that's being too rude after everything else that's
yes.
You have wood pigeon, which presumably has a more technical
massive penis. Apparently I'm in one of those myths today.
It's the sound of the wood pigeons
trying to flap along, dragging along the floor. God. That would hurt.
This is like a bird, is it? Is it a bird?
No, Chris, you're closer. It is a smaller relative of a fairly well-known animal.
Is it vicious? Is that why you wouldn't want to grab it like
that? No, it's just if you were going like that, You would be grabbing just a part of the animal and not...
Is it big?
The animal.
It's quite big.
It's quite big. It's not as big as its relatives, though.
Ostrich.
Not as tall as its relatives, either.
Is it a little giraffe?
It's a little giraffe.
Whoa! Oh! I was right in thinking zoo.
Yes.
How little a giraffe?
About 1.5 meters tall at the shoulder. And not that
much.
And not that much taller at the head. It does not have the long neck.
Oh, I've seen a picture of one of them recently. It's like if someone drew a giraffe properly.
Yes.
Because giraffes exist because someone drew it wrong, right? That's why they've got the long neck. They were designing. They're on the bus.
I've only seen a giraffe with like its little head just on its shoulders with no neck whatsoever.
So it's like the wrong way.
Yeah.
Has no one? What you should do with that? If it has got a very short neck, we all know that the way you do that is you get the giraffe's tail, pump it up and down, and then the neck works. Obviously, that's how they work.
This is the forest giraffe.
They're not that gainly, the giraffe. I can't see them stepping over leaf litter or roots or anything like that.
This is the endangered relative of the giraffe with a mostly brown coat and black and white stripes on the buttocks and thighs.
Just like me.
That tells you what angle people have usually approached that from, doesn't it?
I'm just imagining it wearing a trench coat with some like dodgy DVDs.
I was just thinking that. Yeah. It's got a brown coat, but it's thinking of a blue one for winter.
I have one more fact on my card. How do they clean their ears?
Carefully.
A little cotton bud. Big tongue.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely right. Very long tongue. Short neck, long tongue.
So they've got a normal giraffe-sized
tongue. Yeah, you get a hold of the tongue, you squash the neck down, and the tongue just sticks out.
Oh, yeah.
Next answer on my card, rats.
This is about exclamations in gang time New York.
I was going to say, what is a really low-grade 20s swear word?
Rats.
I remember getting in trouble for saying rats when I was at nursery school.
Really? Yeah.
Where did you go to a nursery? The Bronx in 1935?
No, I think rats. I think my dad must have started using it so he wasn't swearing in front of the kids.
Yes.
And then I picked rats up and...
Were you pulled out by your ear then as well?
Yeah, and caned.
No, a riding hook.
Yeah. Marched home while you went, whoa.
It wasn't that it was a bad swear word, it's just they expect you to have a good command of F-bombs by that point in your life.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to swear proper.
Rats, gentlemen.
The squeaky things, what spread plagues?
Oh, so it's not Hamlin.
It's not Hamlin, but it's a good shout. It is art and literature.
I've got an image of the word rats with an exclamation mark.
Yeah, same.
It's off a cartoon. It ends with the word. It's a really early one, and it ends with the word rats as it zooms in with an exclamation mark.
Oh.
I can see the same image in my mind.
Oh, what, old silent cartoon?
Yeah. It's a cartoon or something like that, and it ends with rats at the end.
I can't find that in 5 seconds, so we'll move on.
All right.
Art and literature...
That's like your approach to porn play, isn't it?
It's funny because it's true.
I can't see the devil's doorbell. It's up to you,
love. Give it a ring.
Best thing is, it's the Big Ben chimes.
If you can't find it, rattle the letterbox.
Little did you know I'm into campanology.
Dong. God, we're working blue today. All right, fine. Art and literature, more literature than art.
Room 101.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Paul Merton.
Yeah.
Do you want to fill us in on that, Chris?
The torture of Winston in room 101 is to get him to do double think is his greatest fear, which is rats.
Yes, in 1984 by George Orwell.
I know the reference to room 101, but I couldn't remember. Yes, 1984, yeah.
And amazingly, they weren't asked to comedically name things they mildly disliked in that room 101 as well.
Well, I always find the strangest thing is because, you know, American courses are done
on 101.
Psych 101.
Yeah.
And then you're going into a room which is about where your greatest...
Next answer on my card. Tall, dark, and gruesome.
Oh.
I love.
Tender profile. Is this a description of a person?
It is, yes.
This feels like a description of someone of a politician in one of those witty answers.
It's not a politician.
I can go from one type of media to another.
Oh,
is it Crowley from that Pratchett thing with
Good Omens?
Good Omens.
You are vaguely closer, but on the list of films and film stars, not that close.
Okay, this is very related to the previous one. Was that written in small caps?
No one.
So it isn't death?
Yes.
Ah.
No.
I was just thinking very much the same. Ooh, yeah.
No, but if you were casting death and you had your pick of actors through history...
Christopher Lee. Well, he was cast as death in the animated series.
I did not realise he had that cast.
Yeah, he was the voice of death in the animated version of Soul Music. Which is why I'm trying to do an impression of him, my key phrase is, somewhere in this town, there's a horse I can ride. When he goes on to find the motorbike.
Yes.
So this another journey is back into my past.
Yeah.
So what is the connection between Christopher Lee and tall, dark and gruesome? Why is that such an important description?
Because him Dracula.
Yeah, him Dracula.
Mm. But why specifically
him also Scaramanga and many other roles as well.
Yeah.
Three nipples.
Scaramanga
had three nipples.
In The Man with the Golden Gun has three nipples.
That was the way strange is the third one was equally distantly spaced.
And I know,
quite often he'd turn through a door and his nipple would slide along the wall and then catapult forwards to catch up with him.
Would he feel that? Was it linked via some kind of nerve?
I don't know. I imagine so.
It's like the nipple equivalent of those sprung doorstops. There is a certain level to us today.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is.
And it's Christopher Lee's third tit. Because him, Dracula, was there another thing?
Well, this is a very specific description that he chose for himself.
It's not something weird like the second or third one with Hammer, where they refuse to pay him enough to speak, so all his lines go back to being...
Just chopping it out of the old one.
Yeah, no. In the first one, Dracula is very erudite. In the second and third one, the Hammer Dracula's he's in, there's some argument about the script or payment or something. So he's reduced to going as he comes through doorways and stuff.
It is a description you would choose for yourself to be big and upfront on something.
Is it his spotlight entry?
A bit more public than that.
Newspaper advert?
Obituary?
Not quite. Bit earlier.
Birth.
Surely he wasn't taller.
It just keeps coming.
Mr. and Mrs. Lee announced the birth of their tall, dark and gruesome child.
And 5 minutes later, his third nipple.
Which...
So I'm still thinking classifieds.
It's certainly written down somewhere.
Wedding.
Big letters.
Oh, phone book.
I'm looking for Christopher Lee's number. Grew off of a Despicable Me. Gruesome. Dark.
Tall, dark and.
01.
Name badge.
Back of his chair on set.
Yeah. T-shirt slogan.
Tattooed on his ass.
I mean, he wrote it.
His autobiography.
Autobiography.
Yes. Was that the name? We were never called it Tall, Dark and Gruesome.
The title of Christopher Lee's 1977 autobiography is Tall, Dark and Gruesome.
So that is, he had no idea how long he was going to live when he wrote his autobiography.
He got a lot of life left to record at that point.
Yes.
Like 50 years of life left.
You don't get good. You don't get good autobiography titles anymore, do you? Like that. It's like David Niven's was. Is it The Moon's a Balloon?
Oh, is it?
I always enjoy that one. And John Pertwee's was Moon Boots and Dinner Suits. In which I'm just going to put this on record because I know I put it once on Twitter. Deep cut for the long time readers. there's a whole sort of half chapter in John Pertwee's autobiography about someone he used to hang around with when he was in the Navy, in the military, who was a bit of a one, la la la. No, it wasn't. It was when he was an actor on set. The guy was an extra. And he turned up on set and he would turn up and sign on at various different film studios, do no acting whatsoever, turn up at the end of the day, get his chit signed again and get paid. That man was Jack Churchill.
Oh!
No!
Yes!
John Pertwee, personal friend of Mad Jack Churchill.
The thing is, I keep thinking Christopher Reeve in my brain when I'm about to say Christopher Lee, and I want to see Christopher Lee's Superman.
Mm. Oh!
Lois.
Actually, wears a cape, kind of flies. It's just Dracula, isn't it?
Oh. What's that, Superman? Timmy's fallen down the well.
But you can only do Supermaning at night.
At the end of the show, who's won?
Oh, Gary, I think.
Have I? Oh, it's lovely. Yours. Hooray.
You win a breakfast pastry invented by Jeremy Bentham to keep prisoners under control.
Oh, I don't like this.
It's a Panopticon razor.
You bastard. I knew that was where you were going.
Yes.
Thank you very much to Chris Joel.
Woo.
Gary Brannan.
Good evening.
Matt Gray. I've been Tom Scott. We'll see you next time.